views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer, Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved and darn sexy people. I have so much incredible information today. We are in one of those time information expansion portals again, where stuff is just pouring in, and I mean in a much bigger way than we have ever expected it, allowed it, or created it before. So that part's very exciting. Okay, I want to go right to all the new things that have come in, and there's a lot. So stop what you're doing, put the cat down, turn the water off, and focus, because we are claiming for this next 50 minutes that we are connected, that we are literally the highest truth as divine love. That's all we want. That's all we want to know. That's all we want to be. And that's the way it is. Okay, so when this piece of information came in, you could have knocked my socks off. I wrote the e-blast. I sent it to Lanny, my significant other. He says, well, honey, I think you want to change this one phrase because you can't create new energy. So I went, oh, yeah, because we've talked forever about you can't create energy, you can only redirect it. Energy's always been here, always will be here, which is a true statement, but now they are telling me absolutely that it is possible for us to create new energy. I'm not quite sure how yet, but I'm working on it. But what they are asking all of us to do is to please expand our thinking into the possibility that we are the creators of new energy. This happens through light and the expansion of light. Again, I'm not quite sure how this happens, but the beginning stage is that we open our minds to going, yes, it can. That's the beginning of all creation, guys. Yes, it can. Yes, it can change. Yes, it can be created. Yes, I can do it. Yes, everybody wants me to do it. Open your minds to the yes. That's the beginning of everything. Okay. Now, I want to talk about negative entities, so everybody just take a breath. Because in the healing world, there are a lot of people that talk about negative entities. And let me tell you, in the last 2 weeks, since China, it actually started in China, if I believed in negative entities, I would believe that I have them. Now, from my testing and what my highest understanding is at this moment is, and let me be brief in saying negative entities are energies that can attack your energetic field. Okay. Most of us have the perception that negative entities attack us from outside ourself. Okay, so on the third dimension, on this plane down here where everything is so heavy in matter, you could say that negative entities attack, but not from the outside. On the fifth dimensional plane, the negative entities fall away. So that has to tell us that it's has something to do with perception and belief systems, right, that we're holding on this plane. So the more we looked into it, the more it came down to any time we lose our fear, any time we move into the fear of losing our power, we do lose our power, which leads to us giving up our power. So we create an entity of ourself, the entity of the self, which attacks us. Now, that makes perfect sense to me. When I go into fear, when I let somebody else take my power away, when I go into reaction, I literally weaken my own energetic field and attack myself. So anytime, well, you can understand this better if you look at it from what we used to talk about the self-divided. So a house divided against itself falls, right? So if part of you is saying, I want more money, and the other part of you is going, oh, I'm in fear subconsciously of what I'll do if I get a lot of money. I'm in fear of the power I'll have. I'm in fear of whether I'll be a good person or not. That is an entity of yourself attacking the wholeness of divine love that you are, the God that you are. Okay? So that throws off the balance of masculine and feminine energy, which it, when the masculine and feminine are in balance, the struggle falls away, the power comes from love, and we don't have to win, we choose to work together. When the masculine or feminine go out of balance, then what that looks like is, oh, I'm all fuzzy love and I have no power out there in the world, or I'm going to exert more power than love and go, okay, you have to do this, and it's force, it's not true power. Now, our new statement, I am the God which is, or, well, they'd like us to use that one for a while. It really does encompass the same thing as I am divine love, except that we have limited that. But what I want you to know is that I am the God which is includes the symbol, the formula, the violet flame, and the golden light. So when you claim that, which is a direction to your energy, okay, you are literally saying, I am all of that. I am all of the creation of me. We are literally expanding the understanding of the God we are. Now, when we ask another to save us, we are giving away our power as the God we are. That's why when you pray, you want to pray as if you've already created and received it. I want to talk a minute about thou shalt have no other gods before me. But you see, if you put that along with all the rest of Christ's teachings and Buddha, all of Buddha's teachings that I can see and understand, concur with this. All of the teachings say you are your own God. Only you can do this on this plane. These things and more will you do also if you know that you are the God of you. if you know that you are the God of your creation. So that takes on a whole new meaning now. Thou shalt have no other gods before me. If me knows that I am God, then I will have no other gods before myself, before my own knowing, before my own responsibility. There's a place on our sheets, and again, I always get emails, how can I get your sheets, Dee? You have to take the balance training. It's on the home page of the website. And oy vey, the website, I'll address that in a minute. But you have to take the balance podcast, and then you will receive the sheets. But on the sheets, on sheet four, is something called the other self. Now we have really true understanding of what the other self is. The other self is the entity or entities of ourself, not in harmony with the oneness and the divine love that we are. Okay, so other self, the entity of the self. Well, I wanted to say interchangeable, but they're screaming at me no. They're the same thing. And they're not interchangeable. I don't understand. Sheets, book, song. Well, again, they give me ET. Okay. They're not interchangeable with the self in any way. It's literally the part of the self that, okay, back to the creation of new energy. It has to be created new. In other words, don't replace it, don't fix it, don't heal it. Create new energy of the oneness of you as a God you are. So we're claiming, that's our intention, and we're claiming I am the God which is around all of that. You see, if we don't accept being God, we continue to be our own entities which attack ourselves. In other words, if you want to say it in layman's terms, our own fears attack our energy system. We are being asked to perceive creation in an entirely new way, guys. So check in with yourself and see if your knowing says yes to this. And if it does, create the intention right now to get on the ride. Because it's going to be a ride. It is a ride already. I mean, first of all, thank you, all of you, for your lovely comments about the whispers. I have, and this is a good example, every time I get, oh, my God, you're so good on the whispers, I go, oh, my God, I have nothing to do. I've only got one scene. You see, that's my energy attacking itself. Instead of going, yeah, thanks, I look great, and I'm working, and I'm so happy to be in it. By the way, I just signed to do a series for Amazon called Just Add Magic. It's a preteen, and it's interesting how many of the lessons that we teach on this radio show are just kind of softly being introduced here in this series. It's fascinating to me. It's also fascinating to me that I am surrounded on the set by and all different kinds of mainstream religion. So, you know, you don't go into anything for no reason, guys. There's a lesson in everything. So watch whenever you judge yourself or demean yourself or belittle yourself or, in particular, not claim your successes, no matter how small they may be this week, and just know that you are inviting the entity of yourself in to kind of wreak havoc with your energy system, with your energy field. This directly leads me into inviting you to the Restructuring Your Childhood Brain, which is June 30th from 7 to 9 p.m. Deborah McNellis, who's a professional and has done so much research and actually created some great tools for working with children and children's brains and guidelines about what to do at age 1 and 2 and 3 and 4. She's going to join us so that we can really take an in-depth look at kind of how our brains were structured and some of the simple ways that we can create new energy within our brain. If anybody's around Calgary, Canada, June 20th through the 21st, I'm going to be there doing a sci-fi show. Come by and see me. And July 16th through 20th, guys, if there's any way you can fly or drive into it in Fayetteville, Dolores Cannon's big transformational weekend there, I'm the keynote speaker. I'll be doing workshops and private sessions. It's an amazing get-together of people who look at expanded energies. You know, those of you who are interested in extraterrestrial, there's a lot of people that have done a lot of research. Dolores wrote many books on when she did all her past life regression stuff and hypnosis, what came through about extraterrestrial. And if you listen to the show a few weeks ago, we talked about the, again, incoming information that we all have extraterrestrial energy within our energy field. So if you can make it there, you will not be disappointed. Information should be on my website on the calendar. All righty. Around all of this that we have talked about now, our intention is to be the balance of the highest truth around all of this and accept and be the God energy that we are in the creation process that we are. We claim I am the God which is, and so it is. And I can go to the calls. Okay, if you came on after the first of the call, you want to press 1 so that we can get you in the queue. All righty. And let's see. I'm going to start with Jay in Canada. Hi, Jay. You're on.
Hey, how's it going?
It's going great. Thanks.
You'll be in Canada on the 20th or 21st, so I might pop down there.
Oh, yeah.
2.5 hour drive away, so.
Come see me.
Yeah.
What can we do for you today, honey?
My question is about judgment. I'm just trying to figure this one out because I got pulled aside with this about a couple of times. The Spirit's been giving me this message. I just wondered, if it's judgment, it's attachment of ego energy, and if it's a response, is it a response or a reaction, or is it actually a difference from, is judgment different from opinion or just giving someone else, you know, just giving your, I don't know, knowledge and wisdom?
Yeah, I'll give you a real easy way to discern this.
Okay.
If you're in judgment, there's emotion loaded behind it. If it's an opinion, you don't give a care whether they agree with you or not. There's no attachment. There's no emotion behind it. You're not, you know, think of it as a debate in high school. Sure, you want to win, but it's not an emotional win where your definition of yourself is threatened if you don't win that argument. That's the easiest way to discern whether you're judging somebody else and moving into a discussion and an argument to defend you. Do you understand?
Okay.
Yeah, well, most of us are still moving in, and they keep giving me the words fight or flight, Jay.
Yeah.
So whenever you feel like you're going into fight or flight, in even a small way to save yourself, you're in judgment. And what happens is somebody kind of attacks us, and we go into reaction, and then we attack back, and we call that a conversation. Okay?
Okay.
Yep, I'm not getting anything else. That's the highest truth they're giving me. Thanks. That was a good question.
Okay, thanks, Dee.
You bet. Good question. All right, Tina in Virginia, what's up?
Yes, hi, Dee. Thanks so much for taking my call. How are you today?
Fabulous. How are you?
Great. Fabulous, too. Thank you so much. I just have a question about the energy of struggle. It looks like I've been struggling with that for quite a while, and I just don't know where I'm blocked or
what's
going on.
Well, okay, you just said it, Tina. Your own word said it.
Yep.
I've been in the energy of struggle. Mm-hmm. Well, if you are defining yourself as the god of Tina that struggles, you cannot create non-struggle. You cannot create peace and flow.
Right. Okay.
All right. I reiterate again. I'm going to knock you guys over the head with this and myself. You can't create it until we define it. The definition comes first.
Okay.
So even if you feel like you're lying to yourself, you have to objectively say, okay, I'm not lying. I'm directing. I'm directing me now to be flow. Okay, and they're correcting me because a couple of weeks ago we moved from directing to defining. I am defining myself as flow.
Okay.
And if I'm flow, my life has to be flow, my work has to be flow, everything has to be flow. Now, that might feel in the beginning like you're bringing on more struggle because the stuff that was in your way, the belief systems that were in your way, that were creating you to define yourself as struggle, are going to have to surface and be made known to your consciousness as you move out of it because you're claiming that you're flow.
Okay. All right. So you work through it. You just got you. Okay.
Yes, ma'am. You work through it.
Okay.
You get through it while you continue holding the
definition
of what you want. What happens is that so many people, do you understand, your creation is imminent, the shift is imminent, the new definition is imminent, and then you guys go, well, it's not working, so I'm just going to go back to my old story.
Okay.
That's the time where you have to hold on to it and demand it from yourself.
Okay.
This new definition, even more strongly and confidently.
Oh, beautiful. As you said, that my entire solar plexus went on, so definitely. Thank you so much.
Yeah, you bet. And that's where all those old patterns are located, by the way, in our solar plexus. You know, that childhood, the fear that comes up.
That's true. There's a lot of those. So it really was. But thank you for that wonderful healing and have a blessed day.
And we're going to create it that way, aren't we, Tina?
Yes, we are.
Because I am blessed. Thank you,
darling.
There
you go. Thank you, dear.
Bye bye. Okay, and we're going to Michelle in Austin. Hi, honey. You're on.
Yes. Can you hear me?
I can.
I have a question. I've been in a bad marriage for 15 years and just decided to make a change, having just returned from a trip. And the trip itself provided me lots of time to get clear in my head. Also, a man that I met there helped me to regain my courage to live in alignment with myself and feel alive. And I wanted to know what you thought his place would be in my life going forward.
You met someone?
Yeah.
On this trip,
but what was really strange is I felt this compelling feeling that I had to go to this place and meet this guy who I didn't know. It was really bizarre, and I decided I was going to go with it.
Okay. So the first thing, this is through the channel, yes, the first thing is, well, they're showing me on location. And there's a whole thing that actors know, that whatever relationship you fall into on location may not be the relationship when you get back to your day-to-day life. In other words, you're kind of in a fairy tale place.
Right.
So you want to make sure that whatever this, and they're putting quotes around relationship, appears to be that on a day-to-day level, in the trenches, they're saying, when this is taking place in the trenches, it can still be as magical as when you're on vacation with no worries.
Mm-hmm.
Okay?
Okay.
The second thing is, and this is literally the words that I'm given, that it can be whatever you create it to be.
Okay.
Okay? Now, he, of course, comes into creation in this relationship also. So when a relationship is truly in harmony, both people are holding the same intention and allowing each other to create that intention through their individual ways. So you don't have to be me, I don't have to be you, and I agree to come together in harmony to create this relationship because this is what I want. And I don't have to give up myself to do it. Because when we give up ourselves, guys, ultimately we end up in resentment. After the twinkles have gone away, we go, wait, where am I?
Right.
And I don't know how old you are, Michelle, but many of us, and even new kids coming in, there's a romantic teaching or genetic passing down in our society. So it's a societal genetic thing that giving yourself up for another person is romantic and what a relationship is about. And so they want you to be conscious that that's not true.
I think that's true of how my marriage has been. I've been giving up myself for 20 years now.
That's a true statement. So, in other words, don't use him. He's not the reason that you decide not to give yourself up. You have to redefine that within yourself, and then there is more chance for a healthy relationship with anybody. But you don't use somebody else as an excuse to do your work that you need to do within yourself to create what you want. Are you clear?
Yeah, I'm clear on that. I don't feel like I'm using him as an excuse, but somehow it helped me get to a point where I could see things from a different vantage point, and it just helped me move towards a course of knowing what I needed to do.
Well, I get a yes on that. It's a fine line. Right now you're over on the positive side of that, but they just want you to be conscious of you don't want to ultimately, if that relationship doesn't work out,
mm-hmm.
are you going to be happy about the choices that you're making because this new relationship gave you this guidance? So, in other words, whether he falls out of the picture or stays in the picture, are you going to be happy and peaceful in taking these steps that you're about to take? That's what they want you to ask yourself. Take the other person out of the picture. Is Michelle happy in deciding these things to move forward anyway?
Okay.
Then that's your knowing, and you have your answer.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. I appreciate it.
Yeah, you bet. You always want to go back to you. You know, we are our highest answer if we allow ourselves to tell ourselves the truth. So always hold that intention of I allow all my energy to know the highest truth. And so it is, and I am the God which is around that. And so it is. All right, baby, thank you. That, I'm sure, helped a lot of people in relationships out there.
Thank
you so
much. I appreciate it. Thanks. Bye.
All righty, and we're going to Patty. What's up?
Hi.
Hi, baby.
I just want to know whether I should just surrender to this modification thing that I've been trying for 6 months.
Well, I get a yes on surrender, but they want you to define what that means.
Just stop getting angry about it. It's because every time they say that they get all the documents, then they go, oh, we don't have that document. Can you send it? And I'm like, you said you did get it. And I've faxed it over 4 times. Now they're saying that they're just changing agents.
Okay. Patty, they're saying it's literally the anger that keeps creating this. So you think the anger has come after, but the anger has literally been in place and is what is creating this in the first place. So let's get clear about what the root of the anger is. Sheets, book, give me a song, baby.
What's that song? I want to say happy birthday. It's kind of like happy birthday to you. Does that sound right?
Yeah, they'll take that, yeah.
Okay.
You're angry that you perceive that you need this in order to be free and reborn. In other words, be in the energy and the thankfulness of already having this completed. Be as that little child. Remember, they keep harping on this with us, that it's so important to be in the acceptance and like it's already done, that excitement that little child has when they ask for the toy, before they ever get it at Christmas. They're just excited about the process because they know it's going to happen.
Okay. Thank you.
Yeah, boy, just in your voice I heard that shift. Is there something higher? No. It's just another lesson, Patty, in giving up the fight. You just were trained to love the fight. And you've come such a long way in letting go of the fight with people, letting go of the fight with, kind of society and the man, you know?
Yeah.
The suit, however you want to describe that. We know, we call them the suits in the entertainment industry, the powers that be, right? And they're giving me the phrase, if you can't fight them, join them. So, know that you are already the power of this completion.
Okay.
Okay, so I am the God which is around us. And I remind everybody, stay alert, because every single person, whatever they're bringing in, is ours also. So if everybody stays conscious through a whole show, you see we've already hit relationships, we've already hit judgment, we've already hit power. So you want to stay present so that as much of your energy is redefined as is possible in one show. Thank you, Patty.
When they say join them, what do they mean by that?
It means join them in knowing that you are power also.
Okay.
You're not against them. You're working with them in the field of power. But you see, powerful people know that they already are. So know that you already are, baby.
Okay. Thank you.
All righty. Thank you.
Love you.
I love you, too. And we're going to Mike in Connecticut. Hi, sweetheart.
Hey, how you doing? I'm
good.
I have to say that I enjoy your show greatly.
Thank you.
You've changed some things lately. I understand your creation sequence as being something like, I claim, demand, direct, define myself, give thanks for and welcome whatever it is I seek. I am divine love, or I am the God which is around this, and it is so. Is this correct, or
yes,
how would you...
That's perfectly correct. Now, they just want to remind you that an important part of that process is to not just say the words. That entering the experience of love as you say those words is as important as any of those words that you say. So that's why I teach everybody, find your love place that you can instantly go to, that will instantly open your heart and your chakra system, because you want to feel the expression and the experience of you being love in the creation of everything you create.
Got it.
Good. Great question. Thank you. What a beautiful little summary you made there, Mike. Thanks, everybody.
Well, I'm trying to resolve everything you said, and I was kind of hoping I was close, and it sounds like I was.
Well, you're bingo right on, dude. And it all comes down to how we want to define ourselves, because we have given away that creation to so many other energies and people and ideas and beliefs before, that it is a restructuring of our brain, which is why I'm doing this next webinar. It's literally restructuring our brain to know our own individual creation process as new and redefined. Thank you, Mike. That was awesome.
Thank you.
Thank you. Well, wasn't that just awesome? I know I keep saying awesome. All right, Miss Ann, what's up?
Hi, I am happiness, I am health, I am abundance, and I am freedom. And I'm really getting all of this now, and I really get, I think, what I've struggled with for so long around the moods up and down. You know, it's where I focus.
I think, and that's, if there's anything that you could tweak to raise your happiness level in, it's accepting. Right now, we're just in a big transition.
Yes.
And sometimes we get challenged. And
really challenged.
Yeah.
I created a huge challenge.
Let me tell you, the last 3 weeks, that's why I said if I really believed in entities, if I believed in entities, I would have to give up all the premise of my work. Because that means other energy has control and force over me. So,
yeah,
I believe that people perceive it as entities. But when, let's just test this statement right now. When our energy fields are strong and powerful in divine love, Well, they want me to rephrase, when we are, okay, when the very being of us is powerful and strong and holding firm in divine love, it's possible for any other energy to attack us and take us down. I get a no. So our then focus is, whenever we move into these challenges, to be able to be objective enough, and that's that's the challenge right there, because we go into reaction. If we can remain objective enough and go, okay, my intention is to define all that I am as strong and powerful and divine love. How can I get back there? Well, we know that we move into the state of love. We hold that as our intention, and we claim I am the God that is. And that, they're saying right now, absolutely rebalances everything so that we can choose then from a balanced place what we want to define ourselves as and what we want to create. They're just saying be patient. It's almost done. And then they're telling all of us to claim, I am done. I am finished. It is complete, because we know until we claim it, it can't be. So we're all coming forward and saying the completion of me as the strong and powerful, complete, whole energy field and system of divine love is complete now. I am the God which is around this, and so it is. Did that answer your question? Because we really got off on a tangent there, Ann.
Yeah, you went off, and I'm trying to follow it all the way, but I think one of the things that tells me, like, they think the fire was set now, there was an accelerant, and I have no fear about that. Even if I picture somebody setting it and running past me in the house, there is no fear around it, and, you know, they helped me create a beautiful new house, and I am the beautiful new house full of love, joy, and happiness.
Yes, ma'am. And know and bless them that they also are blessed with happiness.
Okay, I didn't bless them with happiness. I have been blessing. I'm blessing all energy. I am all energy, you know, and I do the four pillars. And that's how I, when I go splish splash, when I go into the toilet, I say, I'm not going to say stay here and go splish splash.
Thank
you. And then I make all my statements.
Yeah, and the four cornerstones, good for you, Ann, because those bring you back in the snap of a finger.
Yes, they are doing it.
The challenge is to choose to do it. In the moment of the reaction, in the moment of the hit that you're taking, stop and go, wait, if I go into the toilet now, is that loving myself?
Yeah, I wake up in the toilet often, and sometimes it'll take me an hour working on it, but I do whatever it does, and then I'm up, and I'm up kayaking, swimming, and laying on a hammock, and just loving life, you know, so I can switch it much quicker than I used to. I don't see it as having power over me anymore, and I used to.
Good. Oh, hallelujah. That's exactly what the whole first part of this program was about.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I think I am finally getting it, and that's what, as I was laying on the hammock today after enjoying all of that stuff, and just saw the synchronicities in here, I just thought, you know, I need to call Dee and think, I think I finally got, my focus was, you know, I would focus in the wrong direction, and now that I'm doing this and taking my power back, my power wasn't back from other people, it was back from me in the mood.
You bet, sweetheart. Oh my God, Anne. They're saying to tell you they are all, the entire universe is celebrating in this moment, because your shift just created the shift for thousands, millions of other people to shift.
Thank you. That's what I'm here for.
That's what we're all here for.
And I'm finally getting how to do it. You know, the universe is showing me. And the way you opened up the call today, I thought, you know, I'd already put to call in because I thought I got it. But, you know, what you were talking about was so right what I got this morning. And it was, but I wouldn't have put it in terms of an entity in me, but it was my feelings, you know, like when I wake up in that feeling and it takes me an hour, I just spend whatever it takes and I use my little scalar laser on whatever pain comes in, and I love it all.
And Anne, just know that that hour can be spent just creating now, that just know that you're ready, willing, and able to let that waking up in a funky mood go, that you can just wake up and go, wow, I'm just here, and I'm going to spend my hour doing what I love to do in the creation
process. Yeah, and
process.
I am doing that more now, too, since I've accepted that. You know, it's not like it's an hour anymore. Like,
yeah.
You know, yeah, I'm waking
well, I'm
up
talking about
pain,
the,
and I'm waking up good.
I'm talking about the reason that you used to use to go into the hour can be different. All right, baby?
Yes,
love
thank
me.
You
Thanks
very much, and I love you, and I love your work, and I never can get on these calls quick enough.
Well, thank you, Ann. Love you too, sweetheart, and congrats. That's a huge
shift. Thank you, thank you, and thank you for letting me know how many people I helped with that.
Yeah, well,
that
goes for all of
my heart, because that's what I'm here for, and I don't have to do anything. I've always gotten I can do it from my beingness.
You bet. You bet. Thank you, honey.
Thank you.
Yeah, guys. Look, you shift you, and that's why I keep telling you, if you want to learn more about this, go get Power versus Force, okay? You'll learn a lot about what we mean by this. I'm going to Luz. Hey, how are you, darling?
Hi, Dee. I'm so happy that I got to talk to you.
You
how
too.
Are you?
Long time. How's it going?
I'm doing very, very good. And, you know, I've been listening to your show today, and you actually are striking the scientist community with that we create new energy.
Explain a little more.
Well, you know that society and humanity have accepted that energy and neither create and neither destroy it. So
well,
now we can agree with you that we actually create energy, because if we go... As you teaching, well, I called, actually, I was in the call for something else. I don't even know if you really want to go
well,
to this call.
Look, I just want you to know that's been my understanding up until yesterday. And they're saying they're going to teach us how to create energy. So my job is just to go, okay, I'm going to be open, and I'm going to be a good student, and I'm as long as it resonates with my highest truth, I'm going to be open to it. So
no.
Luz, what you called about is going to give us more discernment around this. So what did you call about? Because it has something to do with the creation of, or
yes.
The openness to the creation of new energy.
So. The thing is with me, I know at the conscious level that I create the situations in my life. Like, I got a new job now, and it's exactly the job I want. We all the benefits, we everything. It's everything I want. So I'm thinking to move closer to my job. Went to this place, beautiful, I like it. And really, literally, when I was there looking at a place, I see a home, but at the same time, I go into fear, like, you know, am I going to get it? I didn't get it the place that I wanted to move to it. And then I was like, where in life, I mean, where do I get this thing that I don't deserve what I created in my life? Because I know I created because, you know, I declared freedom where the place I wanted to go and all these different things. And I was like, where in heaven do I get that what I create, I don't deserve it? Like,
well, you don't get
do
it from heaven, that's for sure.
I'm not in heaven.
Luz?
Well, in my life, in my past.
Yeah, I got
that's
it.
What I mean.
All right, take a breath. What was going on in your family when you were in the womb?
Going on when I was in the womb?
Yes, what was going on in your family, like with your mom and dad?
I don't know if I can answer that, but after I was, you know, after I'm being, I was able to see the life, I saw a lot of arguments and, you know,
yeah,
I didn't feel
because
like a very harmonious relationship between them. Like when I was, I mean, there were times where they were like happy, joyful, but there was time where they were not, you know, they had a lot of fighting.
Well,
between the
somehow,
two.
When you were in the womb, you got the message that you weren't wanted. Wanted's not the highest word that you weren't accepted. Accepted is the highest word. Now, I want to quickly explain to people that, as you know, we put together belief systems erroneously a lot of times. But when I say this was erroneous, they get a no. So somehow you got, oh, my God, we don't have enough money for this baby. This is not good for the relationship. I'm going mostly to your dad and his.
Well, one thing, now that you mentioned that, my dad, he was a farmer, and he wanted a lot of boys to work, you know, to help him to work the land.
Yeah. That's where
I
we're going.
Boys who are older, and then I was born. So basically, and then after me, there were three other boys. So basically, but you know, I never heard anything from my dad, you know, any, but I don't know. Now a lot of stuff now coming into mind that, you know,
I feel like
this connection with my dad actually growing up.
That's what it's about, because that affected the balance of your masculine and feminine energy. So,
But I know that my mother, she really wanted me, like for her, I was heaven when I came, you know, because she really wanted a girl. I was her first girl and all these different things. But I don't remember, you know, like my dad saying like that he didn't want a girl or something.
No, it's not about the words, honey, but you just explained
how
you felt.
To help him.
Your perception of your father was that he wanted more boys, and really what the channel's saying is he didn't want any more kids at all.
No, that doesn't make sense, because my mom wanted to stop having kids when she my mom ended up having 9 kids because of my dad, and I was only number 3, so that doesn't make sense. And my dad was the one who wanted a lot of kids in the family.
That's a true statement.
So Hold on.
So is it just about the girls? No. Well, hold on. There's another piece of information here. Sheets. But give me a song.
What will that be?
Okay. All right. I got it. Wow. Okay. Does this resonate with you that your dad wanted children primarily so that they could help him on the farm?
No, because that's what I mean. I never felt that when I was growing up, and even now.
I've got to wrap the show up, and I don't want to wrap the show up until we get to this. But you keep going into reaction, and I want you to calm down and take a breath. Take a breath.
Done.
Okay, so there were 9 kids in the family.
Yep, and we are 3 girls.
3 girls. Okay. Did the girls help work the farm also?
No, none of us. None of the girls ever worked the farm, only the boys.
Okay. That is at the core of what your question is about why you feel the way you feel. And if you're not accepted for who you are, then you're going, when you go out to try and create things in your life, you're going to automatically feel that fear that you're not going to be accepted for who you are. So you're not going to get the house, or you're not going to get the loan, and I'm going back to Patty at the first of the show, you know.
Can I say something, dear?
Yeah, quickly, honey.
I have my house. I have a career. You can have a master's degree in electrical engineering. I have done whatever I have wanted to do. Like, there's nothing in my life that I have wanted to accomplish that I haven't.
Okay.
Except
that
I want to get married.
What was your original question, Liz? What was your original question?
It's the feeling, like, when I wanted this place so bad that I feel that, I didn't get it. And I feel like so, you know, like, oh, I cannot create something like this or something better. And plus, the feeling I had, it like, I'm not going to get it, like, it was too good for me, basically.
Yes, and that is what they're saying. This is at the core of that, why you feel that way. We're going to have to get off, sweetheart. If you want to continue this, I'm happy to continue this, but I've got to close the show now.
Awesome. Thank you. Appreciate it.
All right. Yeah, you bet. All right, guys, till we meet again, love yourselves, love yourselves, love yourselves more, and join me for the restructuring of the childhood brain. Bye-bye.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.